KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
I'm so tired of trying to keep track of all my bills and making sure they get paid on time.
Well, Carla, have you thought about online bill pay from Nishna Valley Credit Union?
Oh, well, I'm not too good with computers.
That's okay. Nishna Valley Credit Union's new online banking is going live on August 22nd, and it's very user-friendly. You can set up free auto bill pay so you don't have to worry about paying your bills on time. You can even transfer from one account to another, and so much more. And the best part is, it's so easy and free.
Well, I'll have to check that out. What's the website?
It's NishnaValley.com.
Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
In a rugged Big 12 conference race, there's never an opportunity to celebrate a victory too long or mourn over a loss. Iowa State must bounce back from a loss to Kansas State as the Cyclones prepare for this weekend's visit to Oklahoma State.
Life in the Big 12 moves very fast this time of year, and you better respond fast if you're going to have any opportunity for success. I thought our kids responded that way yesterday as they came back to work, and we got a nice morale boost at the end of the day, discovering we were 24th in the initial BCS rankings.
That's Iowa State coach Paul Rhodes. The Cyclones are 4-2 overall. A visit to an Oklahoma State team that they knocked out of the national title picture with an upset victory in Ames is up next. Rhodes says the Cowboys will be motivated by more than just revenge.
And their opportunity to be 4-2 on a season and gain another Big 12 victory. Coach Gundy is a very smart coach, and he doesn't need extra motivation for his team. He knows the importance of this game because it's the next game, and I'm sure that's how he's preparing him, just like that's how we're preparing our football club.
Rhodes says the Cyclones need to get more production out of the ground game. They got just 65 yards on the ground against K-State. Oklahoma State coach Mike Gundy says last year's loss to the Cyclones will not be a factor in their preparation.
We've never really talked to our players much about motivation. We believe in the preparation during the week, and I'm not sure nowadays with these guys with all the technology out there with Facebook and Twitter and all the coverage on these sports channels, and college football has basically become a 24/7 business, and that they really pay much attention to that. I think they need to concern themselves with this year's team and this game coming up.
Gundy says the Cowboy offense will need to be patient against an ISU defense that doesn't give up big plays. Game time is 11 o'clock on Saturday. Well, the collective eyebrows of Nebraska fans were raised when Coach Bo Pelini publicly challenged his Cornhuskers to go 6-0 in their remaining regular season games. It's not that the goal is too ambitious, even though no Nebraska team has won 6 in a row in the same season since 2001. No doubt Big Red backers hungry for a first conference championship in 13 years hope it can be accomplished. What caught people off guard is that Pelini issued his challenge just moments after a humiliating 25-point loss at Ohio State, and it seemed to run counter to the coaching profession's one-game-at-a-time mantra. 9 days later, Pelini wasn't backing off. The Huskers, coming off a bye week, start their mission Saturday at Northwestern. Well, the Denver Broncos own a share of the AFC West lead following the greatest comeback of Peyton Manning's NFL career. The Broncos were down 24-0 until Manning completed 13 of 14 passes for 167 yards and 3 touchdowns in the second half to lead a 35-24 win over the Chargers in San Diego last night. Manning's final scoring strike was a 21-yard pass to Brandon Stokley, giving the Broncos their first lead with 9:03 remaining. Phillip Rivers threw for 242 yards and 2 touchdowns, but was intercepted 4 times and lost 2 fumbles. Chris Harris iced the victory by returning an interception 46 yards for a TD with 2:05 remaining. Denver also scored on Tony Carter's 65-yard fumble return in the third quarter. That tied for the fourth greatest regular season comeback in NFL history. Manning had been 1-5 in his last 6 games against San Diego. Those were all with Indianapolis. Darrell Revis says there's no question he'll return from a torn knee ligament to be the same dominant player he's been throughout his career. The Jets star cornerback spoke publicly for the first time since tearing the ACL in his left knee 3 weeks ago. He says it's been hard to watch games since you're looking outside in. Revis will have surgery in New York today. Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis will miss the remainder of the season with an arm injury, an enormous blow to an already depleted defense that has uncharacteristically struggled this year. Lewis tore his right triceps during Sunday's win over Dallas. The 37-year-old leads Baltimore in tackles. Over a spectacular 17-year career, Lewis has been invited to 13 Pro Bowls, was named a Super Bowl MVP, and is a two-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year. Baltimore also lost cornerback Ladarius Webb for the year after he tore the ACL in his left knee on Sunday. That injury occurred when Webb collided with Dallas wide receiver Dez Bryant in the first quarter. Elsewhere around the NFL, the Chicago Bears have signed tight end Brody Eldridge to a one-year contract and waived running back Khalil Bell. The 6'5", 265-pound Eldridge started 16 games over two seasons with the Colts after being selected by Indy in the fifth round of the 2010 draft out of Oklahoma. Bell appeared in two games for the Bears this season, had 32 rushing yards on 12 carries, along with an 11-yard reception. The Jacksonville Jaguars have signed veteran safety Chris Harris and waived cornerback Kevin Rutland. Harris was a sixth-round draft pick by Chicago in 2005. He's also played for the Panthers and the Lions, starting at least seven games in each of his first seven seasons. He played in 11 games in 2011, seven with the Bears and four with the Lions, making eight starts. Arizona Cardinals quarterback Kevin Cobb will undergo an MRI on his injured ribs after x-rays were negative. Cobb was hurt in Sunday's 19-16 overtime loss against Buffalo, leaving his status uncertain for next Sunday's game at Minnesota. John Skelton would start if Cobb can't play this weekend. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
The National League Championship Series is headed to St. Louis with the Cardinals and the Giants tied at a game apiece. Ryan Vogelsong worked seven impressive innings, and the Giants got four RBIs from their second baseman in a 7-1 rout of the Redbirds in San Francisco on Monday night. Vogelsong scattered four hits and struck out four to help the Giants earn their first home victory of the postseason. He blanked the Cardinals after pitcher Chris Carpenter tied the game with an RBI double in the second inning. Marco Scudero hit a two-run single while the Giants were scoring four times in the fourth to take a 4-1 lead. Three of the runs were unearned after errors by Carpenter and left fielder Matt Holliday. Scudero left the game in the fifth with a hip injury four innings after he absorbed a hard slide by Holliday. X-rays were negative, but Giants manager Bruce Bochy says Scudero will undergo an MRI on Tuesday. Bochy said Holliday's slide wasn't legal. Scudero was replaced by Ryan Terrio, who poked a two-run single in the eighth inning to cap the scoring. Carpenter was reached for five runs and six hits in four innings to take the loss. Now, that series resumes on Wednesday at Busch Stadium with Matt Cain pitching for the Giants against Kyle Loesch in a matchup of 16-game winners. Bochy says Tim Lincecum is set to start Game 4 in St. Louis on Thursday. Lincecum tossed two hitless innings of relief on Sunday and has suddenly become the team's most effective pitcher out of the bullpen after going 10-15 with a league-worst 5.18 earned run average as a starter in the regular season. Well, the setting for the American League Championship Series is shifting from New York to Detroit. The Tigers bring a 2-0 advantage over the Yankees into Game 3 of the best-of-seven pennant showdown tonight, following Sunday's 3-0 shutout of the Bombers in the Bronx. Neither team had a scheduled workout on Monday. Yankees manager Joe Girardi and general manager Brian Cashman were in Illinois for the funeral of Girardi's father. Jerry Girardi died October 6th at the age of 81 after a long struggle with Alzheimer's. The Reds and Dusty Baker have agreed to a two-year contract extension. The 63-year-old manager led the team to its second National League Central Division title in three seasons this year. He's been with the Reds for five seasons. The longtime player also has managed the San Francisco Giants and Chicago Cubs, winning a total of five division titles. Well, the National Hockey League and Locked Out Players Union will resume negotiations today in Toronto after a four-day break following 2 days of meetings last week in New York. The sides are looking to make headway on the core economic issues and a dispute that threatens the already delayed season. Discussions on how to divide hockey-related revenue took a back seat last week when the league and the union worked on secondary issues that also need to be resolved. The NHL has called off 82 games through October 24th, and more cancellations likely will be made soon if a deal isn't reached. And in racing news, A.J. Allmendinger will get another start with the Phoenix Racing Group this weekend at Kansas Speedway. Phoenix General Manager Steve Barkdahl says the team was pleased with Allmendinger's performance on Saturday night at Charlotte Motor Speedway. He finished 24th in his first start since failing a random drug test in July. Phoenix had planned to use Reagan Smith, but Hendrick Motorsports asked for Smith when Dale Earnhardt Jr. was sidelined with a concussion. Earnhardt is also out for Sunday's race at Kansas. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.